You're listening to PBS.
It's been a long time. A long, hard road since I've been able to do a disclaimer. This is Reese Roper, one of the hosts here at the Big Limbo Shop. And it's been hard to wake up. And sometimes I think it might be better if I told you in song. Yes, sir! Piglin Boot Shop.
Yo, we're raising Piglin Boot Shop.
Get yourself a pickle. Get yourself a boot.
Yo, we're raising Piglin Boot Shop.
Pickle time is happening. Pickle time. I go down to get some pickles.
Bring your grandma and your kids.
Because I ran out of ginger ale.
Oh.
Not as good.
Now, I wanted to start off this this thing here. Kevin Brennan.
Yeah.
Good old pickle and bootleg merch shop guy.
Uh-huh.
I got a package from him this week. Did you get anything from him this week?
Yeah, I just got it today. It was... a Supertones knockoff shirt that says Jizo Pete, and he sent me a sticker a couple weeks back, and then he sent me a apron that says P&B Pizza.
Yeah, pizza is P&B Pizzeria apron, and then I got a Ruffled Feathers shirt too.
Oh wow, what's your Ruffled Feathers shirt look like?
Let me go grab it here.
Okay.
So it's red, and then.
Oh, beautiful.
It's got three cartoony feathers on it. And then above it, it says ruffled. Below it, it says feathers. So I like that.
Feathers.
Yeah. So ruffled feathers. So Kevin, thank you so much for the stuff. It was fun to get that. And when I opened that stuff in front of my kids, they think I'm like a legend because people are sending me stuff from the show. So they think that like we're like big time like YouTubers and content people.
I listened to the whole episode with you and your daughters, and one, good job. Good job raising your kids. Good job making that episode. But I wanted to go back to 2:40 because they said the funniest thing I think I've ever heard.
What was that?
I'm not ready. I don't have it ready. I failed you.
Oh, okay.
Can I get it to come up?
Can I get a hey, ladies? Can I get a what?
Did you put it on? You did put it up. You uploaded it on the Buzzsprout.
Correct.
Okay.
So it went up last week.
Oh yeah, here it is.
For freebies. What are you doing? What are you doing now?
I'm getting to it. Did I say 2 hours and what did I say? 20?
You said 2:40, but it's only an hour, I think.
Yeah, where maybe it's 20? Minutes, 20 minutes. I did not prepare, Joe.
You know what? I think you just shocked a lot of our listeners because they know how prepared you normally are.
Yeah. Oh, anyway.
So you haven't been on in a while.
I know.
What have you been doing? What have you been up to?
Well, one, we did record after you and I and Jeff Forson had a conversation. We recorded an episode, and I edited that thing for like 4 hours and still didn't finish it.
Yeah, because sure, it was bad. It kept stopping stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that, and it somehow kept throwing the sync off of one of us, so I keep having to chop it up, and it's about halfway through. That's where all that my Pickle and Boot Show energy is gone. But
haven't been around because didn't you cut the power of your house and then you didn't have water?
Yeah, I didn't have hot water for like a week.
Oh.
I was just like, I wouldn't jump in the cold shower. I don't have that kind of fortitude, but I would like wash myself with a washcloth cold. And that period of my life is over right now. I have hot water. I just got hot water upstairs to the kids' bathroom. They haven't had it for a month because I'm pulling out the hot water heater and having. So here's the deal. Like, an old lady used to live here. She had a super old lady kitchen with like just like the cheapest cabinets you can get at Lowe's, like in the 90s. And they're just falling apart. So after a year, I'm like, I'm going to pull these out and get a new IKEA kitchen. But I think we can get more space if we move this wall over. So I had a friend who does construction come over and look at it. And he's like, yeah, I think you can just brace it, build a new wall, do this. So I did that. But it turns out that like all the water going to upstairs was in that wall. So I had to reroute everything. And that slowed everything down. And then in my head, I'm thinking, like, this is a perfect time to get these tankless water heaters, which save a bunch of money and you can get rebates on. I ran all the electrical up there and then found out that you have to do, like, a super heavy cable to go up there. So I ended up having to rerun all the electrical. And these freaking wires, they're, like, as big as your pinky. Pulling these things through the wall, and it for 80 feet of that, it cost me $250.
Holy cow.
Yeah, like it would have been cheaper. No, I lied. It was like over $400. So it would have been cheaper to just put a new water heater in on the second floor.
Holy cow.
I know. Now I have this. It saves power. It's cool because it's like hot water. It
saves power. In 31 years, you'll have made your money back.
Oh, man. I know.
Well, I forgot to do inflation. In 63 years, you'll make your money back.
But, yeah, so it just took forever. And we didn't have enough spaces on the breaker because I'm going to build a studio down here. I was like, I'll just add a sub panel. And I finally got, you can't get people to come out and do stuff here. Like, no one will come out to work. So, it's crazy. Like, I emailed all these people. I tried to get an engineer to look at the wall. Nobody responded. I've tried, like, to get people to come pour concrete. This electrician was the one guy that responded, and he was like, yeah, I'll put in that sub panel for, like, $550. And then I looked on YouTube what it requires, and I was like, oh, well, I can do that. You know, like, I had already pulled the permit for it, so it's just like, it's a big wire. You have four big wires, which they're like $1 a foot, but you're only having four, so. And it's only going like 2 feet. So I just put it next to the other one. You have to shut it off, and then you put a 100-amp breaker and just do it. And so I did
that. Wowzers.
I know. It was scaring me for a long time. And then now I finally have enough space for these tankless water heaters, and I feel like an adult because I can take a shower.
That's ridiculous. That's
But I still don't have a kitchen. It's just like a smoldering hole.
Jeez.
I sent you pictures.
It's just, yeah, you did.
Yeah. I feel like I've done this stuff before, but it was like 20 years ago, and I feel like it went faster. I think it's just me. Like, I'm slow now and old.
Well, do you find, do you feel like you're slow and old, or do you feel like over these years you've learned more, so you're doing it correctly, you're not just rushing through it?
There is a lot of that. Like, a lot of, I've made a lot of mistakes, so I just kind of, there's a lot of just standing there and be like, okay, what are you going to do now? How are you going to do it? Don't do that. Don't break that. Don't cut your hand up in that. And then, yeah. So it's getting there. I finally, like, the kitchen is all drywalled in. I got the lights up. It's so you can see. I did tile it, but some of the tiles are a bit wonky, so I got to pull them out. And then I got to tile the dining room. And then hopefully put these cabinets in. Like, I'm really excited about that. And then having a functional sink.
Yeah. It's, right now, you guys are like eating and washing dishes in the toilet.
Yeah. Yeah. I have been dumping out the dishes in the toilet.
Oh,
and then
no.
washing them. That was difficult with no hot water. Like, we're just using plastic utensils and plates.
But now no hot water. You know what? When you said that you were taking, like, you know, cold showers or like a washcloth baths and stuff like that, It reminds me, every year it hits me like around this time when it starts getting super duper cold in Michigan, and I hate going to the bathroom. Like, my office at work or even here at home, the room that I'm in will be so cold that when I go into the bathroom, like, to grab my junk to pee is murder.
Really?
It's murder. So if I have enough forethought, I have to go run my hand. He just completely ignores me. He just starts yelling at something.
No, it's one of these kids that's supposed to be in bed is not. Hey, how come you're out of bed?
Here we go.
I don't know what's going on. Okay. Sorry. Well,
so if I have enough, like, forethought and time, I have to go into a bathroom and then run hot water, get my hands like nice and warm under the hot water, and then grab my junk and pee. Cause if not, it's torture. It's absolute torture. No, you know, no offense to anybody who's ever actually been tortured, but waterboarding or grabbing your junk with cold hands, all the same.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So that's what made me think of that. Cause I thought about that today. I was like, oh, I gotta see if that's ever happened. Like, does that happen to you? Do you ever?
That I touch my junk when it's, no, I never touch my junk.
When your hands
junk.
Are ice cold?
I never touch my junk because I feel like it would cause me to have impure thoughts.
Yeah.
So Joe, I just realized.
So when you pee. Oh, you have we talked about this? I think gender neutral bathrooms. Have we talked about this?
Let's just go into this.
I think I have a new strategy on how to end gender neutral bathrooms.
Okay.
And just get back to men's rooms and ladies' rooms.
Uh-huh.
When I have to use a gender neutral bathroom, I just pee all over the seat. Just hands behind the head.
Joe.
Hands behind the head.
What if
and then
like
I do
a family bathroom?
Yeah, and then I do
going
like
in there to change their kids' diapers and get a moment.
No, not
of peace
the family bathrooms.
You've peed
no,
all
no,
over
no,
everything.
No, 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 not family bathrooms. Here in this area, they have like gender neutral. Have you?
Yeah.
Did you ever watch the show Ally McBeal?
I did not.
Okay. The reason I reference that is because I'm familiar with the show, and I'm familiar with in this show called Ally McBeal that was big in the 90s, mind you, they had bathrooms that men and women could use. Like a giant bathroom with, say, like four stalls, you could be pooping in a stall and a female could be right next to you pooping in a stall.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what these bathrooms are nowadays in some places around here. So you go in and you don't see the man or the woman. Like, it doesn't say men's room, ladies' room. It's just one big bathroom.
Yeah.
And it's everybody. Everybody. So my thing is, I pee all over the seat and just everywhere. So then when people are like, dang it, all these dudes keep peeing all over the seat. And then they're going to say, all right, we need to go back because dudes are gross. Uh-huh. And, you know, I think I saw that guy, his hands were behind his head and he was doing figure eights with his wiener while he was peeing. It's just everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm going to start doing.
Man, this is opening a can of worms, dude.
Yeah. Don't talk about killing mice though.
I know. But like, there's part of me that is like, hey, I don't, it doesn't bother me if somebody wants to identify as another sex and they want to, it doesn't bother me. So at work sometimes, like, a lot of these kids have borderline personality disorder and they'll do it because of that. Like, they're doing it for attention, and I don't agree with that. But then I think some kids just feel like they don't belong in their body. They don't feel like they're the gender they were assigned at birth. And I don't know. I mean, like, it doesn't hurt me or anyone else to be like, okay, if you want to be a girl, you can.
That doesn't bother me either. But if they have me. Right. So if they have a men's room thing. Right. So if they, like, have a men's room and a ladies' room. If we're
all together in a bathroom, it makes me not want to go in that bathroom. Like, not because I'm sketchy about, you know, like, people that identify as different genders or anything being in there with me. I don't like anybody in the bathroom with me. Like, I feel like when you're in there with dudes, there's like, you're just trying to get in and out as fast as you can.
Yeah.
And I like being in there with women makes me uncomfortable. Like, it happened in France, you know, like being on tour with Five Iron, you'd go in and you'd like, ladies are like squatting over a hole on the other side. And then this is where we stand with our backs to them and pee. That made me feel super weird. I was just like, I can't go anymore. I got to go outside.
Yeah.
No,
for because me,
pooping and peeing is something that requires privacy for most humans.
Yes.
And if you're messing with that, it is, I don't know, man. It's like Maslow's hierarchy stuff. Like, your sense of well-being and security is being messed with. Like, I need to poop and pee in quiet and away from strangers.
Yep. My issue has nothing to do with the person who identifies. Zero. Mm. Has zero.
Yeah.
If there's a men's room and a ladies' room and that lady identifies as a man and I'm in the bathroom going and that person comes into the men's room to do their deal, you know what? No harm, no foul. Like, I'm good with it. The problem is when I'm forced to use a gender neutral bathroom, like say you went into a McDonald's and there's no longer male and female, there's just one bathroom.
Yeah.
And that's what I find weird. And so even within that, I do not find where my I don't like this comes in isn't, again, with the person who identifies as another gender. My issue comes in as I am a cis male and I am now in a bathroom with a cis female that doesn't want to be sharing that bathroom with cis men.
Yeah.
And so now it's a cis female and a cis man. She's terrified because there's a 6'5" bald bearded Viking in the bathroom with her. Like, yeah, that's where it gets. That's what I don't like. So it's where that is being like placed and forced upon other people. That's what I don't like. So me solving that is I'm going to pee all over the seats.
So, and just to get people to be like, look, man, dudes need their own bathrooms back because they're gross.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause dudes, like they can have a urinal or they can have the trough or whatever the case may be in their bathroom. But this is like women, like we have to sit down all the time. So in that case, you know, it's fair game. If it's yeah. one bathroom, it's fair game.
In men's bathrooms, it's uncomfortable. Like you don't want to go in a stall where there's somebody next to you. You don't want to poop. Like you'll go yeah. do it. But like dudes, you go to the thing, to the trough. Hopefully it's not that bathtub thing that they used to have at baseball games.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you
where have some drunk guy always like jumped into it.
Yes, it was just like those things were so gross. Well, also, why do people spit their gum out in those things? Like it's gonna go down the drain.
Somebody has to
fish that out with their hands.
I was at work and walked into the bathroom, and a couple guys were at the urinal, and they stepped away, and then I stepped up to one of them, and there was gum in there. And I was like, "Hey," I was like, "Did one of you guys spit your gum in here?"
Oh no!
My one coworker was like, "Yeah, I did." And I'm like, "What'd you do that for?" And they're like, "It's a urinal. Like you can," and I go, "It doesn't go down." Some person who comes to work, and the guy that it does it at our place, his name is Jeff. I go, "Dude, Jeff is a grown man. You're gonna make a grown man reach into a urinal and pull your gum out of a urinal?" Yeah. I was like, "Man, have a heart. Like, think it through."
And he probably didn't know.
Yeah, they both were like, "Dude, I never thought about it." And he went over there with like paper towel and like picked his gum out. But yeah, so I changed the world for two people.
Good job.
Yeah, thank you. So Christmas is coming up. Today is Tuesday. Christmas is on Sunday. Last year we talked about Christmas music. I think we talked in depth about, I think I brought up the Bad Religion Christmas album. Are you listening to any new Christmas music this year? I'm going to be honest with you. I have not gotten into Christmas music. I've tried. Mm-hmm. I've really tried. It doesn't feel right. It feels like I'm listening to it in July.
Because it's warm or what?
It's not warm here. It's been cold in Michigan since about Thanksgiving. Yeah. And we've had snow and we've had ice. So it is wintry, but I'm not finding myself like in that Christmas mood. And so I haven't been listening to really Christmas music. When I do, it's like I'm forcing myself.
Yeah.
And I listened to some Neil Diamond Christmas.
Did that help?
I liked it. Like I wasn't like, I'm totally not in the mood for this. I listened to the album, but that was it. And I really haven't gone back. So have you been listening to it? Have you listened to anything new?
I hardly ever listen to it by myself. If I'm with people that I'm trying to fake that I'm jovial for, I will listen to it. Like my kids or my girlfriend, I'll be like, "Yay, do you want to listen to Christmas music?" And then it's okay. It doesn't make me angry or sad, which it does sometimes. Like it makes me, I get angry at Christmas music just because like it's sometimes so repetitive and simplistic. That happens. Or sad because it's just a sad period of life for me.
Yeah.
So that's been fine. I also listened to the Bad Religion Christmas album and it's really good.
It's fantastic.
I don't understand it at all. I like when I'm listening, I'm like, this is just like, there's no irony in this. It's not like Nerf Herder's Christmas album or Christmas EP where they're singing like Santa's Got a Boner. Santa's right. Santa's got a mullet, and I've got a boner for Christmas. Sorry.
Yeah.
Which are wonderful songs. But
or Strung Out's I Saw Daddy Kissing Santa Claus.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
Oh, you got to listen to that one. Yeah, I Saw Daddy okay. Kissing Santa Claus by Strung Out. It's okay. really good.
Okay. No, man, I just like, I don't know. It's there's nothing new that I've found this year that I'm just like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get through Christmas.
Same here.
And make it not suck for my kids.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I as far as music goes, I heard that Reliant K, I think, came out with a new Christmas album.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard it. I think so. I think that's what I heard on the chatter on the Soch okay. Mead. I believe Reliant K came out with one, but I haven't heard it.
I will try and listen to it.
Now, what about movies? You've been watching movies?
Like in the theater?
Like no, like people? Christmas movies.
No. No.
Like I used to do my Christmas movies were Home Alone, Home Alone 2.
Yeah.
Christmas Vacation.
We did watch Christmas Vacation. My kids had never seen it and it was wonderful.
Yeah. Those used to be, I think those were about the three that I would watch, unless I can't think
Die
of
Die Hard?
No, it's not a Christmas list, movie.
Joke.
It's not a Christmas movie. We can get back into that because I do have a follow up to that. But I think this year, Christmas movies, I added to my repertoire Gremlins.
How is Gremlins a Christmas movie, but Die Hard isn't?
Because I'll tell you, Gremlins, Christmas with the Cranks, which is a good movie. Like that, it's a really good movie. Jonathan Taylor Thomas in I'll Be Home for Christmas. Yeah, it's a good one with Jessica Biel, like 16, 17 years old. Jonathan Taylor Thomas, 16, 17 years old.
Huh.
Actually, they're not. They're in college, so they're in their 20s. And then what's the other one? Oh, for the first time ever, I watched Miracle on 34th Street, but okay. I watched the remake, the one with the Jurassic Park guy and Matilda. Like, I watched that one.
I'm so lost.
But so though I've added all these new movies that I'm going to watch every Christmas now. Okay. But you brought up Die Hard. Here's something with that. So it's long been made. Someone made a joke. I feel like this all started about a decade ago. And somebody made a joke about Die Hard being a Christmas movie, and then it got legs and ran with it.
Uh-huh.
I feel like a Christmas movie happens, like the setting, the time is around Christmas. There's an issue, and that issue is solved by like the love and the magic of Christmas, and there's like a Christmas miracle. The Die Hard thing is not.
There's no Christmas miracle.
No.
It just happens at Christmas.
Yeah, and it's at a Christmas party.
What about
party.
Die Hard 2? There's a miracle, and there's like
people don't talk about
Christmas.
People don't talk about Die Hard 2. People talk about Die Hard 1.
They light the flames. Yeah,
but that's the thing. Like, it's a Christmas party, but other than maybe a joke here or there, there's really nothing. There's nothing to do with Christmas. Everything is solved with John, what's his last name? John
Holmes.
Yeah, with his, you know, with him just being like a
McClane.
Cop. Yeah, John McClane. And him like solving stuff as a cop and like shooting the guy at the end. Spoiler alert, you know, and the guy falls out the building.
The reason that this argument exists, Joe, I'm going to tell you, is because Christmas movies suck. And people are just like, here's something that doesn't suck, and it takes place during Christmas, and I want this to be a Christmas movie, because then I can say, this is a good movie, and I want to see it. Dude, see, Christmas movies, for the most part, suck.
Well, here's the reason why they suck. When a good one comes along, mm-hmm. it's a banger and it goes on everybody's list forever. Like, oh, another one is like Elf. I like Elf. I like Elf till about halfway through.
What?
Yeah, like once the whole thing starts on the sleigh and the sleigh isn't working and all that, it's not funny anymore. Elf, I think we've talked about this before. I feel like Elf goes about 30 minutes too long.
Okay.
So I feel like it goes about 30 minutes too long. And so with that being said, and you said that like, what's it called? Christmas movies suck. They do suck in the sense that like, there's kind of boundaries, you know, like they all have the same formula. And yeah. so every now and then one comes along where the formula differs a bit and it makes it maybe stand out a little bit. You know, Home Alone was one of those things like that. So I understand what you're talking about there. But
if it didn't take place during Christmas, if Christmas wasn't in there, it would still be an amazing movie. It has nothing to do with Christmas. It just takes place at Christmas, like Die Hard.
Well, no, because just like any like with other Christmas movies, the whole thing,
like there's a miracle or like Santa saves him.
No, but it's that's what I'm saying. Like it kind of deals with like the whole like emotional thing behind Christmas. Like he wishes his family gone. Then they're gone, right? And then it's through the movie that he realizes his love for the family. It's not like he had to save Christmas, but it's through this Christmas time he goes to the church. There's like he gets his head right at the church. He has like a heart to heart with the neighbor. And like it's through these emotions and like tearing through the like, that guy's a psycho killer, and tearing through the like, my family are all idiots and treat me like I'm a jerk, even though he is.
Yeah,
you know, then you're able to see family without
Christmas as
it could have, but it didn't. Like the movie was based around it, and so therefore that is the plot. You know what I mean? Like you can say that about anything,
Santa or Jesus.
See, I don't really give a crap about Santa movies though. Mm-hmm. Like Santa movies don't. I think my love, like where I love Christmas movies, it's like it comes down to like the family. Like you're trying to get to your family, you're reuniting with family, something
planes,
like that.
Trains and automobiles.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Is that Christmas or is it Thanksgiving?
I don't know. That's a movie that so many people like and I've seen, but I haven't like seen it. I can't quote it. I can't. And I have really friends good. That absolutely love that movie. Yeah. yeah but I just, that's just one good. That's slipped through the cracks for me. But on along the lines of Die Hard, here's my other thing. Like I'll be very vocal and, you know, debate the whole Die Hard thing to a point. But what I noticed this year, another movie that I watched for the first time that I don't think has anything to do with Christmas is What a Wonderful Life.
You don't think it has anything to do with Christmas?
No.
Because it doesn't have anything to do with Jesus or Santa Claus.
It doesn't have anything to do with Jesus, Santa Claus.
What about the angel? What about
the angel was Clarence. About... Clarence was, yeah, he was an angel that kind of came down, but the movie was more about like mental health. and then at the end, when he's like, oh, I, I'm not dead. I'm still alive. And he's running down the street yelling Merry Christmas. That's the only time in the movie.
Merry Christmas, Bedford Falls.
Hey, Merry Christmas, guitar shop. Merry Christmas, adult movie theater. And he's just running down the street.
He's just running down the street yelling, Merry Christmas, Lover's Lane. You know, all these.
I think that is the best Christmas movie.
Do you really?
A Wonderful Life, yeah.
I mean, I understand how, like, kind of my absurd my claim is right now, because prior to this year, I had never seen that movie. But
really?
The first time I saw it was 2 weeks ago.
So that lends to it, because it's old. You know, like, if you had seen it, it was nostalgic, you'd be like, yeah, this is nostalgic for me. But it's old.
It's made in like 1947. Mm-hmm. But I watched the whole movie. It was long. I was like, wow, this is a long movie.
Yeah.
And it wasn't Christmassy until the last 3 minutes of the movie. So, like,
it's those paddles. So, hey.
It was kind of like how you just said about, like, Home Alone. Like, if Home Alone wasn't based around Christmas, it wouldn't be a Christmas movie. I think It's a Wonderful Life. It's a Christmas movie not based around Christmas. Like, they needed to add more stuff into that. I don't know. I didn't feel it was Christmassy. I felt it was like Die Hard.
Home Alone or A Wonderful Life? Was not Christmassy enough.
Oh, It's a Wonderful Life. No, Home Alone, I fully think, is a Christmas movie.
That's so funny.
But I don't think... Oh, I would put It's a Wonderful Life in with Die Hard.
Okay.
And then with Gremlins, the whole thing, like, I know the plot of the movie are this little alien that multiplies. But the premise of it was... It was a Christmas gift. So it starts off, it's a Christmas gift for his kid.
Uh-huh, that's true.
The whole city is decorated for Christmas. Like, it's all about Christmas. The gremlins go caroling. You know what I mean? Like, the whole thing. Phoebe Cates talks about her dad coming down as Santa and dying in the chimney.
True.
You know, all of that. So,
why,
like,
she
to
hates
me,
Christmas.
Yeah. So to me, that's like a Christmas movie. It's a weird Christmas movie, but it's a Christmas movie. I think there's more Christmas elements in it than It's a Wonderful Life.
I feel like we have to quantify what makes a Christmas movie, too. Not just that it's at Christmas or has
Phoebe
Santa. Phoebe Cates. So. Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Christmas movie. One of the best Christmas movies.
Gremlins.
One of the greatest Christmas movies of all time.
It is. I was at one point during Fast Times at Ridgemont High, I said, thank you, Santa, out loud to everyone in the theater.
Yeah. And you're like, I got to get a pool. I got to get a pool. When you're a kid, you see that and you're like, I got to get a pool. My life is going to change.
Jeez.
And then as an adult, you're like, I got to get a boat. I think my life is going to change.
Oh, my geez.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
you don't. So you're not into Christmas music, and you haven't been watching Christmas movies this year.
I've watched a couple. We watched this is funny. Watched this old version of the Nutcracker with Macaulay Culkin when he was a kid. Like, it was like in the Home Alone times. They made a movie version, but it's like they filmed a ballet. It was the actual ballet, and they filmed it, and they got Macaulay Culkin to be in it. And he's not a very good ballet dancer, but better than you would think.
Really?
Yeah. And then it's the whole Nutcracker, and we watched about 2/3 of it yesterday, and then we were like, okay, it's bedtime.
Really?
Yeah. I did watch that, and what else did we watch?
Can I tell you something I saw?
Oh, we watched Home Alone.
Speaking of Nutcracker.
What?
My job in the last couple
of
weeks.
Speaking of Nutcracker,
my job, had me, I had to go through and extract some data, some videos and some photos off of some teenagers' phones.
Uh-huh.
And one teenager in particular, this 14-year-old, had a video on his phone as I was going through the data, finding other things on his phone. I come across this video that is this... Have I already told you about this?
No.
Have I told you this story?
Nope.
I come across this video, and it looks like a bodybuilder. Uh-huh. Like a welterweight, not a huge, muscled-out dude. Like, not just totally muscled out.
Okay.
But like a CrossFit kind of ripped dude.
Basically like me.
Yeah.
Look like me if I take my shirt off.
Yeah. But this guy didn't have a follicle of hair on his body.
Uh-huh.
And as this video starts, the video is being filmed from like behind and below. So it's kind of looking up towards, like I would say, on a 45 degree angle. And this hairless bodybuilder steps into scene and puts his leg up on like the edge of a bathtub. So okay. The scene starts, it's like action. And this guy puts his leg up on the bathtub, and you could see his dong hanging.
Oh, he's got his ham salad hanging out?
Well, he's got his dong hanging down, and you're like, oh, like, what is this kid watching? And before your eyes can kind of take in what's going on, the dude farts, and his balls come out of his butthole.
What?
This dude
what?
Shoved his what? Own nuts in his butthole and then farted them out.
Ouch.
And so my girlfriend Heidi named it a nut plug. So he farted out a nut plug.
What?
So that's what I got to see in my Christmas season.
Did it just warm your heart?
It was weird. I'm not going to lie.
Dead heart.
Not going to lie. I watched the video probably 3 or 4 times to see to figure out what was going on.
Like, I got to send this to myself because I'm not doing a Google search for this.
Like when you watch a skateboarder come down off a railing, land on his wrist and break it, you only got to watch that once. You know what happened and you go, ooh. And you don't need to see it again.
More skateboarding videos is how I go after that.
As soon as the reel starts with the kids skateboarding, I go on to the next one. This one, I had to watch a few times because I was like, what in the world did I just see?
How?
Just a fart and these two nuts come out, and then this scrotum just swings low. Sweet chariot. Just... then eclipsing the view of the dong that was once there.
Oh my gosh, Joe.
Yeah. Hey, tis the season, right?
Speaking of Christmas movies.
Speaking of chestnuts. Yeah. So the next time you're bored, try and stuff a nut or two into your butthole and fart them out.
No.
Anybody at home, if you want to be the life of the party.
What kind of parties are you going to where this is like, hey, everybody, it's time.
Well, that's why I think one would become the life of the party.
The kids have all gone to bed, okay? So Johnny's going to get over here. Hey, put down your eggnog, Beatrice. Come on over here, Connie. You got to see this.
Yeah.
This guy, he's got the best.
Easter Lord. Dinner was delicious. Dennis, did you have something you wanted to show us? Dennis, you've been clamoring all night for the floor. Helen, I want to say thank you for the ham. Easter service was great. He is risen indeed. Dennis, back to you. You now have the floor. Why are your pants not on, Dennis? Yeah. It was a trip.
Wow.
It was a trip, man. You can't unsee that either, especially when you watch it four times. You can't unsee that.
You could not watch it four times. I think that's a move you could use.
Well, you have to at least
see this.
You have to see it once, right? You have to see it once, right? Because that's that is the initial.
It's the roofer code.
And then, but my mind was so blown. I was like, "What did I just see?"
And you were like, "Hey, Chauncey, come in here. You yeah. go get Phil.
Yeah,
let's check this out.
Yeah, go get Paul. Go get Randy." Go get Carl.
Pour yourself a drink.
Yeah, you're going to need it.
Make yourself comfortable.
But don't be drinking it once you hear that fart. Because, oh, yeah, it was bananas. Absolute bananas.
Now I want to search it, but I don't want to see all the other things that come along with that.
Yeah.
Guy farts.
Farts out his nuts. Farts nuts out. Yeah, I don't know what you would look up.
Nope. I don't know how you do that.
We have about 10 minutes left here.
Yeah, I've already lost my salvation in this.
Do we have any new patronizers?
Oh, do we? You know what? You said this, and I was like,
do we ever?
Yes.
Okay, good.
We've talked about, okay. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Probably some of these are going to be repeats because I don't remember where we started again.
Yeah.
Jeremy Thomas.
Jeremy Thomas. Jeremy. Jeremy Thomas. Jeremy.
$20 a month jalapeno pickle, even though we have not sent a single gift out to people. Oh,
I thought we stopped with the tears.
Oh, did you mean I'm supposed to turn that off?
Yes. Yes, we've spoke many times about this.
Fucking shit.
What
Joe?
Wasn't it the show Last Man on Earth where the one lady had the dog named Jeremy and she was always drunk? Jeremy! Jeremy, come over here.
You know what? Let's go back to It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay.
My ex hated it because she hates old movies. So I haven't watched it for like 17 years because of that. And I'm going to watch it tonight.
Yeah.
She didn't like the noise. And she didn't like that show. And I'm going to watch that like show from beginning to end.
She didn't like the Noid.
She didn't like the
noise. Like from Domino's?
She didn't like the Noid.
Who doesn't like the Noid?
She hates Detroit. She hates the Tigers. She hates the Noid. She hates the Pistons. Allen Iverson is off her list. All these things.
Allen Iverson. Steve he was only Iserman? With us for a little bit.
Steve Yzerman.
Yeah.
Is that a guy?
Yeah.
Is that a hockey guy?
Yeah. He beat the Colorado Avalanche. Yeah.
Shut up. You shut up.
Yeah. So Jeremy.
Jeremy Thomas. Rickens,
Thomas.
Nicholas. Frerman.
Nicholas Frerman.
Frerman.
That Frerman. Sounds French.
It sounds like French for fireman.
Yeah, I bet he is a fireman. He sounds like it. What's his name? Jacob Frerman?
Nicholas.
Nicholas Frerman?
Mm-hmm.
You fireman?
You fireman, you? Mandy Morrill, also known as William Thatcher on Punk Rock Prof.
Punk Rock Prof. Mandy Moore. Didn't she date Nick Lachey?
Wasn't she in a movie with Switchfoot?
Yeah.
Didn't she?
We have Mandy Moore listening to our podcast and paying to listen to it?
Didn't she have like hair that grew when she, and it was magic, and she, when she sang, and she, and there's a frying pan, and they were like, hit. Then the dam broke.
I think
like a lady.
Yeah, knife. I think that's called Black Beauty.
Okay. Brad Perry, P A R R Y.
Brad Perry. With
Perry, P E R R Y.
One of my favorite pizza places is called Perry's. Uh-huh. Brad, do you have anything to do with that?
I believe he does. Nate Jacoby.
Oh,
Jacoby. $10 dill picky.
I'm going to be honest with you. As I've grown up, this is the God's honest truth. I'm not saying this to be funny because I don't think it is funny. Throughout my entire life, there has been someone who comes along every few years with the last name Jacoby. And I have always felt that that is a super fun last name to say.
Jacoby. Hey, Jacoby.
Jacoby. And you know what I think of? I think of cheese. Mm-hmm. Like Colby Jack, but flipped. Instead of Colby Jack, it's Jacoby.
Jacoby.
So, Jacoby, does anybody call you cheese?
Two-tone cheese? I think they do.
All right, who's next?
Doug Forsett. $5 sweet pickle.
Forsett?
Mm-hmm.
That ain't good. Should never force it.
That's not good. You need consent. Okay? this other person's name is just Bill.
Bill.
It's not the other Bill that we all know and love.
Bill Shannon.
It's just Bill. That's it. Good job.
Good job, Bill.
What am I going to say about this? Adam Tees. T-H-I-E-S. How do you say that? Thees? Adam Tees. Thees?
Thees? Tees? Thees?
Thees?
Adam Thees is, I think, code for Matt Thiessen. From Reliant K.
I believe you're right.
Who used to look at Katy Perry's poop.
Uh-huh. We've all seen Katy Perry's poop in Five Iron Frenzy.
That is disgusting.
She showed us a picture.
That is gross.
It depends. I mean, it depends on whose poop it is.
She should have been wearing Depends.
Oh. Matthew Seifert. $5.
Matthew Seifert. In my elementary school, there was a teacher named Miss C. I think it was Miss C Farth.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was Miss C Farth.
Uh huh.
F A R T H.
I'm sure she was like, what? You know, I'm tired of people making fun of me in school all the time. What should I do with my life? Become an elementary school teacher.
With the last name
C Fart.
Yeah.
Milos Jogovic.
Oh, good old Irish name.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Milos.
I don't want to say anything derogatory.
Agatha's trying to get back in here.
Yeah, I don't want to say anything derogatory because I feel like I will wake up tomorrow with like a horse head in my bed.
Uh-huh.
I bet Milos could get us a submarine.
Milos.
Like people
when
who
you
are,
defect,
yeah,
bring
people
us your
named
submarine.
Milos, what's the last name?
Milos Jogovic.
People with those types of names can get you anything. And it's not true. Like anything like, hey man, can you get me an Ultimate Fallout 4 9.8? I'm not talking about that. I mean like, hey, can you get me like a spaceship? Like a capsule, you know,
Milos.
Can you get me a Russian space capsule?
And I need a Soyuz.
They get it.
And then he does.
Yeah.
He's
then they
like,
get
yes,
it.
I will go to Cosmodrome.
Yes. You need submarine. Yes.
You need submarine. With
or without the torpedo. Yes.
Yes.
Do you need the missiles to make big boom or very big boom? Do you need
Thank
it
you,
to
Milos.
make boom that blocks out sun for 30 years?
I have for you.
I think I have something you might like. It's right back here. Yes.
Laurel Samuelson.
Oh, Laurel Samuelson. Is Laurel a male name or a female name?
It could go both ways.
Laurel and Hardy.
Like a female.
Laurel and Hardy, right? But I guess that's not their first names. It was Stan Laurel.
Stan Laurel. Oliver Hardy.
Yeah.
No, I think this
so
is
Laurel.
A lady.
Laurel, she sounds like she's 85 years old. Mm-hmm. Laurel seems like an older woman's name. And I like that we're bringing that demographic of ours up.
We're bringing it. We're getting younger for us. Yeah. A lot of people who have lost their hearing are like, put on the radio. And then people in the nursing home just put on our podcast.
No, senile people are like, I want to listen about pickling boots. And so they're like, they just Google pickling boots and we come up.
Here you go, Grandpa.
He was screaming about pickles and boots, and there's this podcast. That must be what he's talking about.
Now he wants to sign up.
The habanero. $5
sweet pickle. Ken Czapla. How do you even say this? C-Z-A-P-L-A. Czapla.
Yeah.
Czapla. Ken.
Kenny. Czapla. I bet people called him Kenny till he was 22 years old.
And then they stopped.
Yeah.
They're still going. Kenny. Yeah. Hey, Uncle Kenny.
He was Kenny until he phased all those people out of his life. Like once he went to college and stuff and he met a girl and she was like, what's your name? He was like, Ken. Kenneth. And then from then on.
I am Kenneth.
Yes. I'm Ken. Can you give me some sugar water? yes. The name's Ken. Can you give me some sugar water?
Sugar water? What is he, a hummingbird?
No, haven't you seen Men in Black?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Remember the guy at the beginning? He's like the bug and he takes over DeFrazio's or whatever his body. And he like fixes it and he talks all weird. And he needs sugar water to live.
I forgot. sugar water.
And then his wife was like, yeah, he turned into a bug and his skin was falling off his face and he asked for sugar water. All right, who's up next?
Travis. No last name.
That's Travis Barker from Blink.
I'm pretty sure it is. He's just like, oh, yeah, I used to know these fellas back when I was in the Aquabats.
Yeah, sign me up. Take my money, please.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anthony Cortez.
Anthony Cortez, the lead singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Again, I hear about this podcast. Take my money, and I hope I can be a guest on the show.
He's like, and I'm like, no, I hate your band.
Yeah.
I have this ongoing debate with people at work because somehow they have been like, hey, man, do you like Red Hot Chili Peppers? I'm like, no, I don't at all. I do like Flea. He's like punk rock. He's a good bass player, kind of a good actor. But I don't like Red Hot Chili Peppers music.
I'm going to be honest with you. I couldn't stand it growing up. And as an adult, I probably listened to it 2 months ago. Something came on. And I think my taste changed. I think I liked it.
Huh.
Yeah. Kind of weird.
Speaking of taste changing, mine have not, and NoFX put out a new album called Double Album, and you absolutely have to listen to the song, Is It Too Soon If Time Is Relative?
NoFX.
Because it's just them.
Is it too soon?
If time is relative. It's them making fun of Stephen Hawking.
Oh, no.
It is so funny. I almost drove off the road.
Oh. This will be right up the alley for all the Five Iron fans out there. Everyone who's into quantum physics and stuff.
Yeah.
I guarantee I won't get any of the jokes.
You will. Okay. It's really funny. It's like, they're just like, this is our last album. Peace out. Kevin is another person that joined the Pickle and Boot Shop.
Kevin!
No last name, just Kevin.
Speaking of Home Alone, Kevin!
Probably Kevin from Kevin McAllister.
Yeah. I bet that's who it is.
Hey, when we were watching the Nutcracker, Era goes, it's Kevin McAllister. It was pretty funny. Because she's seven.
Yeah, that's great.
Josh Fennel.
Oh, I hate fennel seeds.
You do?
I hope Josh Fennel isn't from the fennel seed fortune.
I believe he is.
I hope he's not the heir to fennel seeds. I can't stand fennel. Like when it's in like bread and stuff like that, sausage. You eat like sausage.
Do you like black licorice?
I do like black licorice, but I'm not a fennel
fan. Because
that's
what it tastes like.
It does.
Really?
So like when you have it in like Italian sausage and you get like fennel seeds and Italian sausage, barf.
Really?
Yeah.
I enjoy
it. If I wanted licorice in my sausage, I'd eat licorice sausage.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. It sounded right. Now I feel embarrassed that I said
Chad, that. Chad Hagood. H-A-G-O-O-D.
Oh, Chad, are you Hagood. Of Middle Eastern descent? Are you our first Middle Eastern patron?
You didn't think Kevin was?
No, because I'm thinking he's Kevin McAllister.
Chad Hagood.
Chad Hagood.
And
welcome,
last
buddy.
But not least, welcome. Last but not least, Ryan Haddon. Ryan Haddon. Enough time to think this over, and then he
still made a bad choice.
Another podcast.
Yeah. He should have sent his money towards the magnified plaid, magnified pod.
What's that magnified pod, fellas? Why don't you hook them up?
What's up with them?
What's up with those fellas?
Just pumping out content.
Yeah. That's what I do.
That's
every night, right before I go to bed.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we are calling it quits to this freebie episode. You know what? Let's spend 2023... paying us $5 a month for extra content. Let's do that. Let's make a New Year's resolution, people. Let's do it together. Let's make a New Year's resolution together that you will pay $5 a month for extra content. And my New Year's resolution, I can't say Reese's will, my resolution will be I will get you content weekly.
Wow.
Yeah. For the paid people. Freebies, they still, it's when we can do it. But paid people, I'll get you your weekly content. It might just be me farting into a jar for 50 minutes, but you're going to get your extra content.
You get paid weekly. Very weekly. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Jesus.
These jokes, they just roll off, don't they?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So, freebies, have fun. Have a good Christmas. Hopefully, this will be out before Christmas. Maybe Reese can get this one out before the squad. Oh, the squad one's going for the paid anyway. So, freebies, hopefully we can get this out to you. Hopefully you enjoyed the stuff with my kids. Yeah, Merry Christmas. And see ya.
Peace out! Peace out!
I like that. I like how it faded out.